What's up, guys? In this episode of the Jonathan Broughton Show, I want to talk about something I've been thinking about recently, and that is goal setting. So let me just dive right in. I've pretty much found that there are three ways of setting goals. Way number one is probably the most common, at least with people I see, and that's to set a massive goal. So that's like if you're, you know, you have a financial goal, that's like setting a goal of making $1 billion, something that's pretty much going to be out of reach. I mean, you might can make it, but I mean, that's going to be extremely difficult. And it's this idea of shooting for the moon and maybe landing among the stars, which is really funny because if you do that, you've overshot the moon by a lot because the stars are way farther than the moon is from the earth. But this idea of setting a huge goal so that if you don't hit it, oh, I didn't make the $1 billion, but now I've made $10 million. Or I didn't lose 100 pounds, but I've lost 30 pounds. And that's kind of the concept behind that, but I've definitely never found that to work for me. Because every time I set a goal like that, it makes me anxious from the get-go. And the second I mess up, or the second I misstep, I feel like I've already lost the goal because I had to be so dang perfect to reach the goal in the first place that I lose all motivation, all momentum right from the beginning as soon as I make the first mistake on the way to the goal. So I don't recommend the massive goal thing at all. Some people say it works for them. I cannot stand it. And the second way of setting goals is setting smaller goals that are also outcome oriented. So for example, you set a smaller goal that's, I want to make $100,000 this year. This is a smaller goal, but it's still outcome oriented, which means like the final outcome of the goal is to reach the $100,000. That's what outcome oriented is. It's like, it's the 30 pounds you lose, you know, that's outcome oriented goal setting. I don't think this works either. I mean, it does not for me, at least, because if you set a small goal like that and you miss the goal, like you miss your first round of the goal, like, you know, you got a 30 day period of time by which you're supposed to lose 5 pounds, that's really doable. But if you're 10 days in and you haven't lost, you've lost 1 pound, you know you're not on pace for that 5 pounds, this is going to stress you out and you'll get overwhelmed and you'll think, wow, I couldn't even reach this small goal. How would I ever be able to reach a big goal? And you'll lose a lot of motivation and you will probably not continue on the way to that goal. So those are the first two types of goal setting I don't really think work very well. And that's why I want to introduce you to a third way. And this way I learned from the head coach of Alabama football, Nick Saban. He's probably the number one coach in all of sports history. At least top two or three. But he's won like a ton of national championships and consistently has extremely good teams in a really competitive sport. And what Saban has at Alabama is this thing they call the process. It's literally capital T, capital P. And all of their goal setting is not at all focused on the outcome, which means it's not focused on the score of the game. It's not focused on winning the game. It's not focused on winning a championship. Their goal is to win. It is to do what you were supposed to do on this play. And then do what you're supposed to do on the next play. So if you're, you know, if you're the quarterback, your goal is not to score. Your goal is to come to the line of scrimmage, read the defense, see where the players are. And then when you snap the ball, get in position to make a good throw and throw to the open receiver. That is your goal. it's very process oriented and not outcome oriented. So another example. So let's say you're trying to lose weight, and how you can flip this from an outcome oriented goal, which is I want to lose 10 pounds in 30 days. You can make it a process oriented goal where you say, okay, the big goal at the end is to lose the weight, but that's not really the goal. The goal is a process. So you could say, my goal is when I wake up in the morning to eat a healthy breakfast. Or maybe your goal is to skip breakfast until a certain, you know, noon or something. This is a process-oriented goal, and that's what you want to do. And then after that, you can skip, you can say, my next goal is to eat a healthy lunch. And it's like, boom, you've hit this. Now you've hit two in a row. Now you have momentum. And then your third goal is to eat a healthy dinner and to not snack at midnight. And then boom, you've hit this. These are very tangible, easy to accomplish goals that if you do them enough, you will reach the big goal. So you can do this in all sorts of things. You can do this in your business. But I think you pretty much got the concept by now. Try making process-oriented goals. Forget about the outcome. Just put your head down and do what it takes to reach that goal. And in a year, in 30 days, however long, you're going to look up and you'll find that you've reached the goal. So that's all I got for this one. Thank you, guys.